engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Hello, friends, and welcome. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Thank you for spending part of your evening with us, and especially on this St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you, and especially to our brothers and sisters of Irish descent. We have a lot to be happy about and proud of as we see such an example of zeal for spreading the faith. Well, tonight we're going to pray together with you and talk about some upcoming things, along with our pastoral associate here at Priests for Life, Evangelist Alveda King is joining us. Alveda, how are you today?
I am fine. And you know, I have Irish ancestry as well. My grandfather's grandfather, Nathan Branham King, was from County Cork. And that's, you know, the Blarney Stone. And if you kiss the Blarney Stone, you'll have the gift of gab. And so interestingly enough, all of us are pretty good speakers in my family. Isn't that something?
I bet a lot of people didn't know you had Irish heritage.
Mm-hmm, they don't, but I do. And you see my little widow's peak here and all that. So hi, everybody. Hello, family. I'm part African off the west coast of Africa. And then my mother's father, Squire Reese, was part Cherokee. So that, what race am I, Father Frank? Human, I guess, right?
Yes, exactly.
One blood, Act 1726, one blood.
Yeah. One blood. Now, you know, as I was saying just briefly, the zeal for spreading the faith is something that really characterizes St. Patrick. He undertook so many hardships and he faced so much opposition, but he kept going to spread the gospel to an entire country. And you have the title of an evangelist. And really, that's the same thing, right? It's the passion. It's St. Paul saying, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
The Bible says, do the work of the evangelist that's carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ. The women who went when they rolled the stone away with Christ at the tomb, and they ran out telling about Christ had risen, just proclaiming that gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what I do in every aspect, because, you know, I'm a creative kind of a person. So music and films, and I was a politician for a minute and all of that. But to use everything in my life to glorify God in the earth, especially, not limited to, but the little children in the womb whose civil rights are often violated. That's why I open civil rights for the unborn. We talk about that quite a bit. And you know, also on pro-life praise with Evangelist Alveda King. So glorifying God, celebrating life, preaching the gospel, or teaching the gospel. You're the preacher, Father Frank. I teach, but you preach. I mean, my goodness, what a preacher you are. Yes, yes.
I remember that time we were at a family function. It may have been even I don't know if it was the funeral of your Aunt Coretta, but remember when I was there with all your relatives and everything, and everybody was a preacher, everybody was a minister, and then they invited me to say the prayer before we left for the for the service.
And you preached at my church with Pastor Alan McNair, and you just preached, and Lazarus come forth, and then let the babies come forth from the womb. I was like, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Yeah, thank you for those opportunities. So now we have a couple of other special days coming up. You know, the day after tomorrow is the feast day of Saint Joseph. And of course, it reminds us of the role of men, doesn't it? And of course, you speak about that too, you know, in your work. I mean, if we had stronger fathers, if we had men who rose to the occasion to be the providers and protectors of their families that they are called to be, we'd have fewer problems in our society, wouldn't we?
We absolutely would. And what we say to people, we have to think about this. Jesus was born into a blended family. He had a stepfather. God is Jesus's father. And yet Joseph, and he had to make some decisions. And in their day and time, that was some serious decisions. In other words, he was engaged or betrothed to Mary. And then here she is pregnant, and he's not the father of the baby. She could be stoned, or at least he could put her away. So he had to really decide, I have to be a man in this situation. I have to trust God. An angel has already come. So when he made those decisions, we still remember him today. And he's there in that important role. So, and I guess when I think about that, fathers, whether they're the biological father, or in this case, a stepfather or something like that, fathers have a role to play in deciding for life as well.
That's right.
And so Joseph and Mary both chose life, said, yes, God, obeyed God. And then the Savior of the world was allowed to come as the Lamb and to shed that precious blood. And that's where we're headed now in a few days. And of course, I know you're going to ask about this, but on Good Friday, the film Roe v. Wade, where I'm an executive,
right,
and I appear in the film as well.
That's right.
Mildred Jefferson with Stacey Dash. So this is all very important at Easter, but 365 days, not just at Easter, not just at Christmas, he was born. Easter, he was crucified and he rose. But 365 days, we have to celebrate life.
Well, we're looking forward to that Roe versus Wade movie. I was just preparing some other messages about that. And, you know, you and I were involved early on with Nick Loeb, whom we thank for his persistence. People don't realize, you know, I was at the, I know you wanted to be there too, recently at the red carpet event just over in Orlando, right at the CPAC event, where we had another showing. Really, it was the launch, the premiere of the movie, Roe v. Wade. People really loved it. And I pointed out there on that occasion that we are approaching the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade in 2023. And now this is going to be a good tool for people to get ready for that. And just to, the other thing I mentioned was, people don't realize, you know very well, because again, we've been on this journey with the production of this movie, but people don't realize all the attacks and the hardships, the obstacles that have to be overcome and the sacrifices that need to be made from Nick Loeb all the way through all the actors and actresses and producers and everyone who's doing the work. It's a lot of sacrifice, isn't it?
So much sacrifice. I serve as executive producer and I'm also in the film because, you know, I'm a film and screen actress and stage actress along with everything else that I've done. I'm a creative. And you and Janet as consultants, and Janet with that eagle eye, going back through and giving those recommendations, which were taken. We heard
that. That's right. Yeah.
Not only am I an executive producer, but I do portray, I'm an actress in the film. So it was very important. We got hits. And I promise you, when I was just on the set filming, some people walked out. Oh, we didn't know this was about this. So we're not going to be.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, we had that. But then we had some wonderful people that stayed with us all the way through.
Yes.
So we're looking now. And people, it will stream on Good Friday. So go to RoeVWadeMovie.com and find out where it's streaming, how it's streaming, how you can see it. We're having a screening here in Atlanta. And right before it comes out, probably next Saturday. Yeah, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, right before Easter.
Good. Yeah. Well, it's going to be it's a great film. And again, if the focus of it is the case itself, how did the case come about, the legal maneuverings, the behind the scenes pressures that were put on the justices. It's a fascinating story. So, you know, that's really the people have to understand. That's the focus. Understand how this case came about. And, you know, the more people understand about it, the more we can work to reverse it. Okay, another upcoming date, very important. 1 week from tomorrow is the Feast of the Annunciation. So as we read in the Gospel of Luke, the angel telling Mary, surprising her and telling her she's going to become pregnant and that her child will be the Son of God. I mean, again, there's so many pro-life lessons in that particular feast. And that's why in many parts of the world, there are nations that observe March 25th, which, of course, is exactly nine months before Christmas, because the conception of Jesus happened at the Annunciation, and then 9 months later, he's born. But it's so many pro-life lessons, and many nations observe March 25th as the day of the unborn child. And it's by official proclamation. In some countries, it's the church that proclaimed it. Other countries, the government actually proclaimed, especially in Latin America, this celebration of the Day of the Unborn Child. And that was also the day, Alvita, that John Paul II issued the Gospel of Life document, his encyclical, show it being such a beautiful document about pro-life and why we defend the unborn. So that's another great day coming up. We can learn a lot from Mary saying yes to that unexpected pregnancy.
We absolutely can. And interestingly enough, now this may seem a little far-fetched, and a lot of people don't know, Father Frank, but I wrote the book that inspired Coming to America. It's called The Arab Heart. And in part two of Coming to America, I said, I think I'm still rubbing off on them because there was an unexpected pregnancy in that movie. And the baby, from a one-night stand, and the baby could have been aborted, but the baby was not aborted. So I just chuckled when I saw part two. So that's The Arab Heart. I contributed to the inspiration of that movie, Coming to America, for those who have heard about it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Now, also, of course, as you already mentioned, Easter is just around the corner. Any particular traditions in the King family, or will you be cooking a meal on Easter, or what's going to be the celebration in the King family?
Well, there will certainly be a Sunday supper, an Easter Sunday supper. With COVID-19 and having the social distance and everything, people tend to pick up a plate from my house on holidays right now, and that's okay. And then over at Believers Bible Christian Church, we are still having church on Facebook, and on sunny days, we have parking lot church. We take the platform outside. However, we are recording our musical this year. And actually in the studio, not even in the sanctuary. So those are things that I do during Easter. And I tell my children about Jesus, especially on Christmas and Easter, and my grandchildren now, I'm sorry, because all my children are grown up. They have children.
Yeah.
Grandchildren, and I share the Easter testimony and who Jesus is. So
how many grandchildren do you have right now?
11 right now, and everybody's not done yet, we don't think. So there should be a couple of more, maybe.
That's awesome. Where do they all live now? Are most of them in the Atlanta area?
Well, all the grandchildren are in the Atlanta area. Nobody's out of town right now. We do have a military family. One of my daughters is married to a soldier. But otherwise, yeah.
That's good to have them all close by.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Well, why don't we pray for our viewers? Always have so many prayer requests. And friends, please do leave your prayer intentions now in the comments if you haven't done so already. Because Alvita and I, you know, we pray for you every day. And we thank all of you for participating in the projects, the outreaches, the signing of the open letters that Alvita has at civilrightsfortheunborn.com, our prayer campaigns, our calls for action to lobby your representatives and senators, all these different things we do. And when we have in-person events, which are going to start happening more now as we get on the other side of this pandemic, we appreciate when you come to those events. So many ways, Alvita, that our friends participate as members of the Priests for Life family, not to mention, of course, those also who support us financially, which we encourage you all to do. But we want to pray for you, and we do pray for you. So leave your intentions in the comments. And Alvita, what I'd like to do is just mention a few key themes that characterize a lot of these prayer intentions, and invite you to say a prayer for one category, I'll say a prayer for another, and so forth. But we were just talking about family and your grandchildren and your children, and why don't we start with that theme? And I want to ask you, Alvita, to lift up all our Priests for Life family in a prayer that will ask God's protection on their families and protection on their children if they're making key decisions in their lives that they need the Holy Spirit's guidance, or maybe they need a nudge from the Holy Spirit to come back to the practice of the faith, and for any family concerns or needs whatsoever. Let's offer a prayer for that.
Okay, I've got a little song always that I'll start and then I'll pray. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. He lives within my heart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within our hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Priests for Life, not only for the staffs and the administration, but the supporters and the followers and the viewers. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask for Psalm 91. We who dwell in the secret place of the Most High abide under you, your shadow, Almighty God. And so the protection that is there for us in the name of Jesus, we pray for every family member, every individual, every group, all of our associations and ties. For those who are praying for family members who are away from the church, who need to come back or who've never come, Lord God, we pray. Because Jesus, Lord Jesus, promised that if you be lifted up from the earth, Lord Jesus, you draw people to you. And we believe that. So we thank you for peace and prosperity and protection, Lord. And we don't mean just money in our pocketbooks, even though with COVID-19, finances can be kind of strange. We're praying for health in our spirits, our souls, and our bodies. And for those who have experienced loss in COVID-19, either personally or with family members and friends and loved ones, we pray. So, Lord, we thank you for the family, for those who support, who are the living organism of Priests for Life. And we pray for those little babies in the womb, the poor, the sick, the elderly, the widows, the orphans, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for your love, mercy, grace, and protection, and the Easter gift of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Another key and frequent theme of prayer that our Priests for Life family calls for is for President Trump and for all of the team that he has assembled over the years, both in the campaigns and in the administration. And so, Lord, I want to say amen to the many, many prayers that our Priests for Life family offers. First of all, Lord, prayers of thanksgiving to you for the great witness and the accomplishments of the Trump administration and what he has done for every community, really, and for the nation overall. And with Alveda here, of course, we think in particular of the great accomplishments he has made for the African-American community. And Lord, just his love for religious freedom and his desire to protect the unborn and his courageous witness. We ask you to preserve and protect the accomplishments, the progress that he has made so that we can continue to move our nation in the right direction in accordance with your holy law. We ask all this and the blessing upon his family. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. And of course, one more prayer intention Alveda, I'll ask you to articulate is all of our Priests for Life family in one way or another are involved in the pro-life movement and the constant prayers rising up for the protection of the unborn, but very specifically too for their own pro-life groups, for their churches. Some of them are active in pro-life, others need a little nudge for their specific abortion facility that they pray at, that it might be closed and people convert. Maybe they have people in their own life that are pro-abortion and they're praying for their conversion. Lead us in a prayer that summarizes those intentions as well.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those in the movement, the living movement, the pro-life movement, Lord, from the womb to the tomb. And so those who are working very hard and giving their all, Lord, let us be encouraged and not get weary in well-doing. For those who could do a little something or to do a little more, Lord, encourage them and get them to get stirred up and find out, maybe to go and pray in front of an abortion mill, or maybe to do a protest, or maybe to speak to elected officials and ask them to vote pro-life and do pro-life. There are so many things, organizations and opportunities at the churches and in the communities and things that could be done. So we ask that nobody gets weary, Father, of well-doing, that everybody be provided for spirit, soul, and body, and that we...
Well, I think we had a little connection problem there with Alveda, but that's okay. We really appreciate her being with us and with all of you. And the prayers continue, friends, each day for you and for your families and for all your intentions. So Evangelist Alveda King has been part of our Priest for Life pastoral team since around 2004. And so it has been a good 17 years already. I even met her earlier than that, back in 1999. We were speaking together at a pro-life conference in New York. And from that time, we realized God was calling us to work together and find a way to give a greater voice to the unborn. That has been our motivation, and that continues to be our mission, and yours too. So thanks for being part of that mission. I mentioned earlier financial support, and both Alveda and I are very grateful if you can give us help in that area. ProLifeGift.org is our donation website, ProLifeGift.org, and if you can... help us in that way, we really appreciate it. So friends, thank you for spending some time with us. And now I want to ask the Lord's blessing upon all of you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with kindness and grant you his peace. And may he bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do we have Alveda back again?
My battery went dead.
Ah, there you are.
My battery is. I don't know how you can fix that because the show is great. I don't know what you can do.
Well, we're still on, actually. So I wanted to give you a chance to say goodbye to our viewers.
Okay. So along with having prayed for our protection, I just want to say God bless you. I love you. Father Frank loves you. We at Priest for Life love you. And as we approach Easter Sunday, please remember to be kind, repentant, forgiving, and loving.
Thanks, Alveda. Always good to be with you. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for taking the time. Remember, share these videos. Let other people know about our programs. And we'll be back to talk with you tomorrow. Father Frank Pavone here and Alveda King of Priests for Life. Have a good night.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.